Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Club After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from Louisville, Kentucky, as I mentioned earlier. But right now, we've got our good friend Pam Bilbrey back on the show. Pam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a co-author of Ordinary Greatness. She helps people just like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace as a consultant to small businesses and large businesses. And she's here to talk to us about something that's near and dear to my heart, and I bet yours too. Pam Bilbrey, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you so much. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back, Pam. Pam, I'm like a lot of folks, but I'll tell you, I love the Olympics. I love, and you know, everybody, I guess just about everybody likes the Olympics. That's not a big deal to a lot of people. There are a lot of folks who like the Olympics. I like all Olympics. I like the Winter Olympics. I like the Summer Olympics. I like to watch curling in the Winter Olympics. I like all of it. I just love all of it. What do you think?
Oh, it's exciting. Everyone you talk to has got their TV turned into the Olympics and talking about the incredible athletes that we see and the training that took place and the achievements. It's just wonderful.
You know what? One of the things I like about the Olympics, Pam, is that some Olympians are professionals. Some Olympians are clearly amateurs. Some of them have sponsors. Uh-huh. Some of them, you know, have big money behind them. Some of them literally scraped up enough money working extra jobs while they were training to pay their own way over there. But you know what? If you watch them all compete, it's hard to tell the difference. Isn't it?
It certainly is. It just, I think, proves the power that there's greatness everywhere. And it's not one single thing that will help us achieve success or one certain characteristic that will help us achieve success. We all have something to bring out to excel.
Right, absolutely. So when you think of Olympians, mm-hmm. I actually see a lot of connection between Olympians and small business owners. What do you think we can learn as small business owners from Olympians?
Well, you know, as I was watching yesterday, as a matter of fact, I thought of a couple of things that I think are really true for business owners. One is you have to have this true believer mentality. You know, the athletes, they don't get to the Olympics unless they really believe in their ability to excel.
Absolutely.
Deep down. And likewise, companies become great because they, as a business owner, and their employees believe in the vision of the company, the work of the company. They believe they can be successful. So having that true believer mentality is incredibly important for any company to be the best it can possibly be.
But that mentality can't be minimized by the owner. See, you and I own our own businesses, and so we're true believers by uh-huh. definition, right? If we weren't, we wouldn't be able to pull this off. Uh-huh. But sometimes I think we may not realize as owners, as the people who, you know, at the top of the org chart, I think sometimes we don't realize that we have to spend a little more time working on that with people who are not owners. They've joined us as employees. What do you think?
Well, they may not be technically owners, but what we want to do is create this sense of ownership with all of our employees, that they feel like they have a strong identity, the strong commitment to the company, that they're involved in something, you know, bigger than just simply, you know, a 9-to-5 job, 8-to-5 job, that they have this sense of ownership.
Well, and that ownership, if it happens, it requires leadership from us, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's a matter of helping people to see how they make meaningful contributions, how their work is contributing to the success of the organization, to recognize them for their efforts, to coach them, to enhance their skills and their knowledge, all of those things that we do as great leaders to ensure that our employees, our people are doing their best and being the best that they can be.
Right. Well, if you think about it like let's look at a gymnastics team.
Uh-huh.
You know, the each country has its own team leadership with the coaches. Now they're sort of the owners, and every 4 years they have a different team of participants. And they work together for team goals, for team medals, but then sometimes they break out and they work for individual medals. And
uh-huh.
So each one of those have to have their own success in their own assignments, just like employees.
Oh, absolutely. It's understanding the strengths of each individual, understanding the weaknesses of each individual, but how to maximize those strengths and how to work together as the entire team for the company to benefit and move towards the goal is really important. You know, and it was interesting as I was watching the swimming competition and the U.S. Swimmers, Michael Phelps and Lochte, I think is how you pronounce his last name.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, and yes. Although they were competing and they each had their individual strengths, they still were able to work as a U.S. team and to appreciate each other for their goals, to congratulate each other, to support each other as members of the U.S. team. And that's what it takes in business, too. We have to create that environment where each individual is recognized, but together they work so seamlessly for a common goal.
Well, exactly, and it's something bigger than themselves. It's an idea bigger than themselves, and that's what every member of a business team has to have, the owners and the employees, that there's something
Absolutely.
Greater than themselves in this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and as I was watching, I also thought about this idea that often I talk with business owners about, and that's having a healthy dissatisfaction for the status quo. And certainly mm-hmm. that's true of any Olympian, that no matter how well they do, they're always pushing to get better and better and better. This idea of continuous improvement.
Right, exactly. Pam, give us your website, please.
It's www.pambilbrey.com.
So check it out. They can find your book there, too, can't they?
They sure can. Ordinary Greatness.
Yeah. Pam Bilbrey and I will be right back after these messages. She wants to talk about women in a leadership role in this next segment. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.